You hear the 10-second warning as you set your poles and stomp your skis into the ground. Then the 5-second countdown begins. And at zero, you push out the start gate with pure adrenaline running through your veins. That rush and experience is like nothing else in the world. And I would like to share with you all a little more on what it's like to be an alpine ski racer. With me today, I have someone who knows his way around a ski course and will give you an inside view on what it's like to participate in one of the most dangerous, risky, and incredible sports to exist. My very own brother, Matthew Hutchings. I would like to start off by asking you, what goes through your mind at the top of the course before you start your descent on an icy slope?
I just think I need to send it, thinking about what it will take in this minute right here to take me to that next level.
Now, what does it take to be a ski racer?
Mostly the determination to put everything out there, take risks, and don't look back.
Awesome. So there are a lot of highs and lows when it comes to ski racing. You have to be perfect at all costs. So what was the most devastating point in your career?
I mean, during one of my qualifying races, I had such high expectations for myself, and I knew I could succeed, but I just didn't ski hard enough. I got down the mountain watching every single person right after me surpass me, and I knew I let myself down.
Now, there must be a ton going through your head when you're at the top of the slope. So when you're looking down at that mountain, how much are you risking when you ski down that hill?
Everything. I mean, one small mistake and a split-second decision could decide your fate for the rest of the season. One small error could send you straight down the course, sliding down a sheet of ice at 55 miles per hour. That's scary.
Now, you would think at such a high level of competition, and it's so intense, you would think it would be really toxic of an environment. So what is the community like?
I mean, everyone around you has the same goal, the same desire to win, but yet, with all the intense rivalries going on, everyone's able to be so close. You know, you see every person every week and bond over risking so much, and you have that same bond that all of you share. I mean, we joke around and train together, but when we get serious, it gets really competitive.
Now, what is the best feeling in ski racing?
I would say the best feeling is when you get down after your run, knowing that you left it all out there. Knowing you really skied to your full potential and seeing your name on the top of a board above all your opponents.
And can you explain some of the mechanics of ski racing?
I mean, ski racing is not like any other sport, to be honest. I mean, it's not just the fact that you have no one else to back up, like to fall back on, but the sheer fact that all the pressure is on you and you only. Being timed, placing can be differentiated by hundreds of a second. Every move counts.
Now, there are a lot of different components of ski racing. There are different disciplines. And what is your favorite discipline and why?
I like slalom for a couple reasons. I like the fast-paced movements and a lot more than giant slalom because the speed is fun and everything is fine, but I like the challenge and the fact that it's just a small, tiny movement that can make you go above someone else. And yeah, I like the tight turns and the combinations that make me test my technique.
So, what do you do the day before to get ready for a race?
Before I go to bed, I usually listen to a lot of music to get my head in the right place before the race day. And I make sure to drink a lot of water to make sure my body's ready and gets a good sleep before the day. 6 a.m., right before I leave for the hill, I always put my helmet on top of my bag. So when I look into my helmet, and then it makes me think how I'm going to perform at the race.
All right. Now to wrap up, I have my last question. Do you have any fun pre-race rituals?
Sometimes before I race, I'll go to my sister in front of everyone getting ready at the top of the slope, and we would scream as loud as possible right into each other's faces to get, you know, the adrenaline running. And in the process, we scare everyone who is near us. I also sometimes yell in the start gate right before I jump out, which helps me get my head in the game right before I leave, really getting me in the zone.
Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope this gives whoever is listening a new perspective on the sport. It's an incredible atmosphere of epic highs and lows. I'm Emily, and this was the Heart of Alpine Ski Racing. Awesome.